The Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, or GLIFWIC, works for several tribes to both enforce and preserve their federal treaty rights. GLIFWIC's Ann McCammon-Soltis says those rights are very clear when it comes to the permitting and siting of mines.
When the state is considering the issuance of a permit that might be expected to affect wild rice or wild plants, they must consult with the tribes.
Soltis says that consultation means more than just paying the tribes a visit. If tribes aren't satisfied, they can object to a project and potentially block it at the federal level. Soltis' testimony sparked a lengthy debate among legislators on a special committee studying mining. The panel was formed in light of the ongoing debate over whether to change state law to clear the way for a mine in Iron and Ashland counties. Given the power the tribes hold under federal treaties, West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman pressed Soltis on whether they would ever support a mine in that region, which is in the watershed of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa.
Do you believe their attitude is, we would be happy to have economic and development in the area, assuming we can have an environmentally safe mine, or is the tribe's attitude going to be, no matter what we do, no matter how many assurances we get from the state and federal government, life is good today in 2012, and we just don't want a mine, and we will do what we can to fight it.
Soltis said she couldn't speak for the Bad River on that question, but that if the state wants to understand where the tribes stand on projects like those, it should have them at the table. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.